This is Inspired, a production of Interfaith Voices. I'm Amber Khan. So far in our show, we've heard from African-American Christian theologians and historians reflecting on the legacy of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and race in America. Jewish Americans, who are predominantly white, were by and large strong and active supporters of the civil rights movement. We thought it would be interesting to hear from two African-American rabbis, faith leaders who live at the intersection of two identities, Black and Jewish. Rabbi Sandra Lawson was ordained in the Reconstructionist tradition of Judaism, the smallest of mainstream Judaism's four branches. She was soon after appointed Associate Chaplain of Jewish Life at Elon University near Greensboro, North Carolina. Rabbi Lawson says that she can sometimes be made to feel less than a full-fledged member of the American Jewish community.
What's happening right now in the Jewish world is that the Jewish community is becoming more and more racially and ethnically diverse. It's starting to look more like the American population. A lot of members of the Jewish community often treat, you know, people who are Jews of color or people who don't look like whatever someone's perspective is of a Jew, often do not treat them in a welcoming way. They're sort of othering people who are coming into a house to pray. So if I'm walking into a synagogue, I would be personally worried about how I will be treated when I walk through the door. One of my goals as a rabbi is to make it easier for Jews of color to walk into Jewish spaces. And so one way that I do that is I teach a workshop to sort of let's take some steps back and let's look at what our tradition says about welcoming, and let's look at what our tradition says about how to be good Jews and what our text says about welcoming the stranger. And I walk a synagogue or I walk a community through our text history. So I look at biblical text, I look at Talmudic text, I look at contemporary text, and I give the community, I facilitate a conversation with the community about how they can change their policies and be more welcoming to people who walk in their doors.
She shared an example of when she felt personally othered.
So there was a parent that came to Elon University to give a tour for their child who's going to be a student here next year, possibly be a student. And so one of my colleagues here introduced me. This is so-and-so. She does this work, and this is our rabbi, Rabbi Sandra Lawson. So I shook the woman's hand, and she looked at me, and she's like, you're an ordained rabbi? And I said, I am. She's like, you're ordained? I said, I have. And I sort of joked, as I was giving her a tour of the Jewish life here, I said, yes, I have a card I can show you. Like, I know that's silly, and that's how I handled it, but she was questioning my authority. And seriously, would a university hire a non-ordained rabbi? No.
The number of Black rabbis in the country is small, but growing. Rabbi Capers Finney was among the first African-Americans to hold the title. The longtime rabbi at Bet Shalom B'nai Zaken Ethiopian Hebrew Congregation in Chicago is also a leader in the Hebrew Israelite community to which it belongs.
Our congregation is predominantly African-American, but we also have Africans from Ghana and from Nigeria. We also have people from the Caribbean, but we also have a growing number of B'nai Anusim. These are people who are basically of Mexican descent, whose families were forced to convert during the Inquisition, who have returned to the faith. And so our congregation, I believe, truly resembles what the face of Judaism should look like.
Rabbi Finney has personally experienced what Rabbi Sandra Lawson says is too common when they try to participate in mainstream Jewish life.
I went into a synagogue many years ago. I was in Florida on vacation, and I went in to pray in a synagogue, and I had my prayer book. I had tefillin, and tefillin is phylactery that Jews wear during morning prayers. And after service, I had my talit, and after service, this wonderful woman came up and said, "Oh my God, are you Jewish?" And I said, "No, I found this stuff outside. Of course I'm Jewish. You don't advertise. It's 7:30 in the morning. I found you. You didn't find me.
Both rabbis, Funay and Lawson, spoke about the historic relationship between the Black and Jewish communities in America. Jewish Americans were early and vigorous supporters of the NAACP. Two of the three civil rights workers killed during Freedom Summer, brutal murders that precipitated the passage of the Civil Rights Act, were Jewish, and Rabbi Joshua Heschel was often photographed marching shoulder to shoulder with Dr. King. Here's Rabbi Lawson.
Heschel believed in praying with our legs or praying with our feet. That means putting action. This week's Torah portion that we're in right now for this Shabbat, it's in Exodus. The Jews have finally fled Egypt. They are running. They are on the move. And they get stopped at the sea. And the Israelites are like, Moses, why have you brought us out here to die? And, you know, because they're thinking, like, life is better than slavery is better than being in the sea. So Moses cries out to God, and God's like, why are you crying out to me? Tell the Israelites to move forward. And then we have so that's the biblical part. And then we have a story in our tradition called a Midrash to fill in some of the gaps. And in this Midrash, it says that Aaron's brother-in-law, Nachshon, basically went into the water. He waded in the water. And then Moses raised his hands, and the waters parted. And so the takeaway from all of that is that it took action for the waters to part. So the waters weren't going to part until Nachshon jumped in the water. So it's not enough for us to just pray to God to solve our problems. We actually have to do something. And so Martin Luther King Jr. holiday is a really good way for Jews to sort of put their prayer into action by volunteering and remembering the legacy of Dr. King.
Usually, when we think about the Black-Jewish relationship in the Civil Rights era, we think about African Americans and white Jewish Americans working together. But Rabbi Funay tells the story of his own predominantly Black congregation and the day in 1966 when Martin Luther King came to their Chicago neighborhood.
As a matter of fact, I occupy the synagogue right on Kedzie Avenue when Martin Luther King marched in Marquette Park, where he was attacked so viciously. Our synagogue was designated as a safe haven for him. Now, mind you that the headquarters for the American Nazi Party was less than six blocks away from the synagogue. So the rabbi who took this bold step to offer King safe haven, I am so proud to be here today. But speaking to the Jewish impact, we have a mission to Tikkun Olam, to repair the world. And it starts with one person at a time. It starts with one soul at a time. One individual can make a difference. And this is the difference that Martin Luther King made.
But lately, in the social justice arena, where Jewish and African Americans have had such a storied partnership, tensions have arisen. Some leaders in the Jewish community have criticized African-American organizations and leadership for tolerating and failing to condemn anti-Semitism. The countercharge is that members of the Jewish community do not recognize their white privilege.
There's anti-Semitism throughout this entire country, just like there's racism throughout our entire country. And anti-Semitism is not a political thing. You can be a progressive anti-Semite, you could be a conservative anti-Semite. And there are tensions, and that has a lot to do with communities not understanding each other. And I think that the more diversity that is shown within the Jewish community, some of those tensions will start to go away. So I feel like we have become so segregated in our society, in some ways more segregation than during the civil rights struggle, and this time not because of laws, but because of choice. And people just don't know each other. And there's so much polarization in our country. I joke often that so many problems might be solved if people just sit down and drink a beer or sit down and have coffee and, you know, just say, you know, share your story.
Rabbi Funay expressed similar thoughts.
I strongly believe that white privilege is something that we have to talk about. And so many Jews don't see that divide, but some Jews do. Some Jews do. I do not believe that we need to allow divisiveness any movement where there are issues, the issues should be opened, addressed openly and honestly. And so for me, our community seeks to speak truth to power, but we seek also to understand each other. And so what is the overriding goal of this organization? Do we want justice for everyone, or do we want justice for just a few of us?
Rabbi Finney has made a reputation for himself as a bridge builder between the predominantly Black Hebrew Israelites and the largely white American Jewish community. He converted from Christianity with the Hebrew Israelites, but later went through a conversion presided over by mainstream conservative and Orthodox rabbis. He also sits on the mostly white Chicago Board of Rabbis. He's long worked to make more American Jews aware of the Black Jews among them and to help them come to think of the Hebrew Israelites as mainstream as well.
It should not be surprising to have Jews of African descent, to have Jews who don't look like, quote unquote, the mainstream of Jews. Our traditions are the same. We read the same prayers. We read the same parshat, the same Torah portion. We have a conviction to hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. When the Eternal spoke and gave the 10 words at Sinai, no one could see what anyone else looked like because we could not even see the hand in front of our face.
And if Rabbi Finney is adamant about not being put in a box, Rabbi Lawson is equally emphatic about asserting all of her identities, Black, Jewish, a woman, and gay.
I'm very outspoken about my sexual orientation, my marriage to someone of the same gender. I feel like I'm a walking billboard for social justice. My mere presence as the leader of a Jewish community, my mere presence in a Jewish community completely changes whatever perspective people have about what it means to be a Jew today.
That was Rabbi Sandra Lawson, Associate Chaplain for Jewish Life at Elon University and Rabbi Capers Finney at Beth Shalom B'nai Zaken Ethiopian Hebrew Congregation in Chicago. That's all for this week. If you missed any part, we publish the full hour as a podcast. Just search Interfaith Voices wherever you listen. This episode was produced by Melissa Fato, Lauren Marco, and Kevin McCarthy. We are grateful to our founder, Maureen Fiedler, and MC Yogi for our theme music. I'm your host, Amber Khan. We hope you'll join us next week.